Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. First up this half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, and then we'll hear from the Supremes, the Contours, Marvin Gaye, Edward Starr, the Four Tops, and the Courtship. Well, first up this half hour, the Isley Brothers with Love the One You're With, right here on Motown Memories.
Satisfy you, oh baby, how you satisfy all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
It's So Hard Being a Loser. A pretty good song. It only reached number 79 in the United States pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 35 in the Little Blues charts from 1967. Before the Supremes, a post-Diana Ross hit, Touch, and it reached number 71 from 1971. And we start with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label. T-Neck stands for T-Neck, New Jersey, where Ronald Isley lived. And the song was called Love the One You're With, and it reached number 18 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, so for this hour, we've heard from four such artists. Here comes the fifth with the only song that wasn't recorded on the Motown record label that charted, Marvin Gaye in Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing was released as a single in 1982, and it reached number one on Billboard's Hot Rhythm Blues Singles charts and number three on the pop chart. This peak at number three in the pop charts made Marvin Gaye the second artist in the history of the pop charts after Aretha Franklin to have a hit song peak at each position from 1 to 10 on the chart. The song was also a success on Billboard's other charts, reaching number 12 in the Hot Dance Club chart and number 34 in the Hot Adult Contemporary chart. The song reached number 1 in the Canadian charts, and it peaked at number 4 in the UK singles chart. Well, Sexual Healing won several music awards for Marvin, and at the 1983 Grammy Awards, the song won Gaye two Grammys, including Best Male Rhythm Blues Vocal Performance and Best Rhythm Blues Instrumentation Performance. Marvin's performance of the song later made it into the compilation album entitled Grammy's Greatest Moments, Volume 1. Well, the 45 RPM version of Sexual Healing sold over 2 million records, and it was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories.
Oh,
with Tom Fallon.
Baby Back, and had only reached 120 in the United States Billboard charts in 1967, and we start with Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, number 3 on the pop charts in 1982 on the Columbia record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard 5 such records. Here comes the 6th with the 4 tops, When She Was My Girl, right here on Motown.
Oh,
With It's the Same Old Love, it reached number 93 in the United States pop charts from 1972, and the group consisted of three men from Trenton, New Jersey, and it was their only 45. And we start with the Four Tops on the Casablanca record label, When She Was My Girl, reaching number 11 from 1981. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.